This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of us grew up with dad jokes? Okay, and dad jokes are known to be kind of stupid, not really. They make us laugh, but they're not super funny. And it always follows, the dad joke always follows with a dad. That's not funny. The dad's laughing. The mom is making a face like, and I don't really know how dad jokes originated, but I know moms aren't a fan of dad jokes because moms don't get to be the funny one. Now, I mean, I'm kind of the funny one in my family, but the average mom, they're working so much and, you know, they have to cater to all the details of kids that if they try to stop and make a funny, yeah, the kids are like, wait a second, are you being serious? Or they, your dad could come home, make a stupid joke, and everybody's all happy, and mom's like, okay, why don't I get the giggles? So, you know, dad jokes have been a source of contention. But I like them. I like dad jokes, you know, and I would actually make the dad jokes. Those are mommy jokes in our family. And moms are funny, too. Moms are funny, but where the origination of it in the old sort of traditional family model, the moms, they might be able to make the baby laugh, tickling them, but once you're kind of doing the knit and grit work of getting the kids to school and bathing them and taking out their splinters and, you know, stopping the bloody nose, it's really hard to slip in a funny joke. But dads do it. Now, there's a study saying that dad jokes have an evolutionary advantage. That dad jokes make your kids healthier. And where this comes from is it's the researchers say that it helps a child overcome embarrassment. So many children look up to their dad. And they look up to their mom too, but if we're just going to talk about dad as this hero, where what he does, you know, I mean, depending on how young you are, okay, you know, he could do no wrong. And if a dad, as strong as he is, remember, he's the one that kills the spiders a lot of times in the family. He's as strong as he is, can make an awkward, clumsy joke, then maybe that's a part of life. You know, because when I, you know, with my kids, I wanted my kids to think I was a goddess. Okay? And then I had to teach them, you know what, there is a reality of things. You're going to make a joke and you're going to fail. Or you're going to have crickets. And that is okay. It is totally okay to have a fail. You know, dads will teach a lot of the kids how to fart and burp in public. You know, mom's like, oh, no, you know, can't do that. That's disgusting. But honestly, if dads didn't teach their kids to fart, then they would hold it in and all have irritable bowel disease. So, or irritable bowel syndrome. So this study, let me see if I can give credit. This comes from the British Psychological Society's journal, and they argue that dad jokes have a positive effect on development. They said, when considered properly, dad jokes are an intricately multi-layered and fascinating phenomenon that reveals a lot, not just about how humor and joke-telling work, but also about father psychology and their relationships with their children. Now, the jokes are supposed to be corny. They're supposed to be age-appropriate, not supposed to be politically incorrect. So here are some examples of a dad joke, okay? These are so stupid. These are so stupid. Okay. What did the horse say after it tripped? He said, help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up. See, they're stupid jokes, but they still make us laugh. I like that one. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom? because the P is silent. The P in pterodactyl. Okay, great. What do you call a well-balanced horse? Stable. I know, it's not supposed to be good. What do you call an angry carrot? A steamed vegetable. Isn't a carrot supposed to be a fruit? I don't know. Where do polar bears keep their money? In a snowbank. How do you make an egg roll? You push it. What would bears be without bees? Ears. Because you take the bee away. What do you call a pile of cats? A meowtain. He's just so stupid. This comes from Good Housekeeping. Why do cows wear bells? Because their horns don't work. Why did the bicycle fall over? Because it was too tired. See, only two tires? Yeah, some of these are good. What did the triangle say to the circle? You're pointless. What do you say to boiling water that dies? You will be missed. Let me see. I ordered a chicken and an egg online. I will let you know what comes first, the chicken or the egg. What do lawyers wear to court? Lawsuits. These are dad jokes. I think my jokes were way funnier. What do elves learn in school? The alphabet. Where was King David's temple located? Beside his ear. See, temple? That's so stupid. Okay. What did one toilet say to another after a full day's work? You look flushed. What lights up a soccer stadium? A soccer match. Okay, I like that one. That's a good one. What does corn say when it gets a compliment? Aw, shucks. Stupid. These are dad jokes. Listen, I'm not the one that did the study. Okay, they said that if a parent makes these stupid jokes and the kids are able to, you know, see the dad can be embarrassed and no big deal, it doesn't change his reputation, that it is okay to have a weird, failed sense of humor and still be able to go about your day. What's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle? Attire. See, bicycle versus tricycle, attire. Okay, what is red and bad for your teeth? A brick. Dad jokes. 1-877, that's Allie, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Boehringer Ingelheim.
I'm Bernie Williams, and I lost my dad to idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, one of the most common forms of interstitial lung disease, an umbrella term for over 200 rare conditions that can cause scarring of the lungs and may make it difficult to breathe. My dad was my hero. He was the one to introduce me to music, and it is something that helps me feel connected to him even today. Music was always something that helped me cope as a caregiver. Writing a song to honor my father and his own journey with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis was a way to put my feelings down on paper, and I know so many people can relate. Check out Tuning to Lung Health to hear more about what living with interstitial lung disease really means and the important role that music can play in helping to cope with this disease. You will find a series of vocal and breathing exercises, playlists, and some of my favorite tunes, and personal stories from people who have been affected by interstitial lung disease. Visit TuneIntoLungHealth.com to learn more.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So parents are getting a little nervous about this type of curriculum, and I see both sides, and I'll walk you through it, but we do have to kind of get a little bit more clarification of what's happening. But there is a big push right now in curriculums to teach students how to decipher misinformation on the internet. Now, misinformation to me is a charged word because what was touted as misinformation early on in the pandemic with COVID ended up being correct and not misinformation. So when I hear somebody says, I'm teaching against misinformation, I'm like, so what? That the masks protect completely? Or the masks don't, you know, protect completely? Because remember, the masks, when we said, guys, the masks aren't 100%, we were accused of misinformation. Same thing with the COVID vaccines. When we said, hey, guys, there are side effects to the vaccines, it might not be a good idea to mandate it, that was considered misinformation. There are no side effects. When we said, I don't think you're going to reach herd immunity, I think people who get vaccinated can also carry the disease. That was misinformation, accused of misinformation. So if a school is going to be teaching, right, and teaching students how to, you know, search out misinformation, I think a lot of parents are a little worried, which information is it? The 2020 misinformation or the 2022-2023 proven correct information, whereas the other was the misinformation? Which is it? On the flip side, in medical school, when I would get a study, we had to have a very discerning eye when we would start touting that study, because some of these studies were pharmaceutically driven, and there might have been some secondary gain to publishing that data. So when we did, we had something called Journal Club, and we would have to present a case that we found, and we would have to talk about the results. If you picked one where it was run by a pharmaceutical company, yeah, they would show us how to read the article and see where there could be bias. Were the limitations appropriate? Did they understand that the study, even though it said, oh yeah, you know, all apples grow on trees, did they, you know, also look at bushes? Or did they look at, you know, even though we know apples grow on trees, we had to discern the study. So I do agree that you do need a very discerning eye, especially with these young kids seeing how good-looking everybody is online, and that's not how they look in real life. Nobody's going to post a picture makeupless or in a bad suit. They're going to only post a picture when they think they look good. So we it is a conversation that has to happen, and so how do schools deal with it? Well, schools are calling it internet literacy. So internet literacy, some parents think, oh, they're teaching kids how to navigate the internet. Well, they are, but it is a movement to teach kids how to identify misinformation. This is where it starts to get a little sticky, because who is teaching what? If right now in 2023, a teacher says, you see that article saying the vaccine can cause somebody to die, that's misinformation. Not entirely. The CDC website said there was a very small amount of deaths reported after the vaccine. Now, so we need to, you know, because a lot of the misinformation, that term came up with COVID. So it really depends on who actually is teaching. Who's the person behind it? If the person is very, very liberal versus very, very conservative, these kids are going to have a much different view of what's misinformation. And anybody saying that taking the vaccine will make you COVID-free, just like Biden had said, as long as you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. That was wrong, 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 wrong. And that is a classic example of misinformation. I just don't think that that's what the teachers are going to pull up. I don't know. So, how do you do this? They say there's been an explosion of online misinformation, anything from presidential politics to pandemics. They say the U.S. lags many other democracies in waging this battle, and the consequences of inaction are clear. This is according to Fortune.com. The problem is, with the pandemic, what is the example? I really want to see the statements that they are filtering out. What is the misinformation? Because everything we've said on the show ended up being right. So are they going to put what Fauci said, not the first time about masks, but the second time? Is that going to be the misinformation piece? What is it? So the fact that people are still propagating the old misinformation accusations is going to do a disservice to kids. So this is what I would do. Okay? I wouldn't bring up the politics. I wouldn't bring up the pandemic, because I think these teachers are going to accidentally show them misinformation and say it's not, or vice versa. What I think they need to do is show the signs of an opinion versus a fact. And there are ways, like what we learned in school, is if you took a test and you were doing a science class, and you said all vertebrae swam prior to being evolving to who they are today, that once you see all, that might not be a true statement. That might be an opinion. Or an example is none of the complaints after taking a medication ended up being found true. There's never absolutes. So I think teaching a student that when you see all or none is might be a little bit of a flag, okay? Teaching kids how to detect a deep fake video, I think, would be a fantastic skill to learn. Teaching kids not to hit clickbait. A lot of media have clickbait where you find an article and it has a headline. So, like, for example, my husband was like, group texted us about Dak Prescott because I think the headline had to do with Dak Prescott's favorite wide receiver was leaving the Cowboys. We're not talking about Ezekiel Elliott, he's a running back, but this was a few weeks ago. So my husband was like, Cowboys got rid of Dak. Cowboys got rid of Dak. No, they didn't. The article was Dak Prescott's favorite wide receiver was leaving. They didn't want to put the wide receiver's name because people might not recognize it if you're not a Dallas fan, but you recognize the Dak Prescott. That's clickbait. So you might want to teach children how to take a look at an article and see how they're manipulating the terms. Because the media is very advertise-driven. So they need to show advertisers how many clicks they got, what the engagement was of the reader or the viewer or the listener. And so what I have always said, and I will say again, is whenever teachers are starting to venture into something that is that can be very political and divisive, is give the parents the curriculum and let them look at it. Let them see what are the examples. And if the parents are like, no, you're not going to teach them that getting the COVID vaccine means you're not going to get COVID, that's wrong, then say that, no, you're going to teach my kids wrong, hell no. But what's happening right now is parents are just taking their kids out of school. We're seeing more and more homeschool kids. And I want kids to have the type of education I had, where I was in a classroom, there were a lot of kids, and I got to meet a lot of different personalities, work in groups. But parents are really afraid of what is being, what is being taught. So, for example, they say teachers want to talk about how the politicized misinformation about vaccines, public health, voting, climate change, and Russia's war in Ukraine. Well, voting, I mean, are you going to say that, when I went to the voting booth, they had no record of me. They said I was completely purged and that there was an email asking to purge me. Are they going to say that's misinformation? That happened to me. I wish I videotaped the whole thing. That's not misinformation. That's 100% fact. And when I asked what email, who asked to purge me? Oh, the system's down. Well, I turn around, I see everybody voting. I go, the same system where people are voting? What system? So if there have been false ballots, is that the misinformation or is that the correct information? Or, there needs to be some clarity. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation. vacation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. We don't know if former President Donald Trump's expectation that he'll be arrested tomorrow will actually happen, but Trump's possible chief rival for the Republican presidential nomination is not happy with the possibility.
That's an example of pursuing a political agenda.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis referring to New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who's investigating Trump's alleged hush money payments using campaign funds, not his own money. As all that plays out, Trump's lawyers filed a motion in Atlanta today trying to quash the final report of that special grand jury investigating Trump's alleged attempts to get Georgia elections officials to not certify the vote in 2020. The 12th atmospheric river of the season is due to slam California starting tomorrow. That means more rain in flood-drenched lowlands and maybe 4 more inches of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So every now and then, we hear that coffee is a wonder drug. That those of you who drink coffee, not a bunch of sugar or cream in it, of course, but you drink your coffee in the morning, maybe a little bit in the afternoon, there's health benefits to it. Might help with your heart health. Might help with prevention of cancer. You got to be careful, though, if caffeine is raising your blood pressure. But not energy drinks, but we're talking coffee. Where not only could it give you extra energy, but could give you the antioxidants and other sort of necessary components for your health. A NASA study now has said that those who consume higher levels of caffeine, could help curb body fat and reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Researchers at the University of Bristol, the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, and Imperial College in London conducted the study. This was published in the journal BMJ Medicine. They analyzed genetic data from 9,876 European individuals who participated in six different long-term studies. And what the researchers did was they monitored the CYP1A2 gene and the AHR gene. Now, these influence the rate at which the body will metabolize caffeine. They said those who had genes that metabolize caffeine at a faster rate were associated with having a lower body mass index and a lower whole body fat mass. They were also found to have a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, not sure if it's just independent of that or just because you're losing weight and you have less insulin resistance, you then have a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. So study co-author Dr. Benjamin Wolf, Doctor of Philosophy at the School of Psychological Science at the University of Bristol, confirmed that the results support an observational association between caffeine consumption and type 2 diabetes. Now, the FDA says 400 milligrams of caffeine per day is a safe amount. That's 4 to 5 cups of coffee. Wow. Now, some of you guys are like, oh, man, what about energy drinks? Well, energy drinks, I think, have 80 milligrams. Energy drinks do not come with health benefits. And I think the reason why is people don't just sip an energy drink like they do coffee. With coffee, you have a hot cup of coffee, so you have to sip it slow. You don't chug it. People are chugging their energy drinks, and they're throwing themselves into atrial fibrillation. So I'm not a fan of that. But I do like coffee if you sip it slow. So Dr. Wolf said, I was personally surprised by how much of this was mediated by weight loss. Dr. Bradley Serwer, Chief Medical Officer of Cardio Solution in Bethesda, Maryland, was not involved in the study, but did find the results surprising, according to Fox News. He said, several studies have shown an association between caffeine and reduced risk of obesity and diabetes. But this study takes the next step to show causality. Using a mixture of genetic markers and plasma caffeine levels, the study helps us understand the effects of caffeine on a deeper level. They said while this data isn't definitive and was conducted primarily in one ethnic group, it is interesting and thought-provoking. So keep in mind, we still have to be careful that caffeine has risks. Okay, it could lead to insomnia, palpitations, even behavioral issues. Many of you get horrible caffeine headaches where you drink a couple cups in the morning. By the afternoon, the caffeine comes down. So then you're like, well, I need to hit a pain pill or I need to hit more caffeine. And so whenever we see these studies, you still have to realize it's different strokes for different folks. You're going to find that there are some people where, wow, that caffeine is their panacea. That caffeine is their wonder drug. But then there's others where, no, it doesn't work. Same thing with alcohol. For some people, these centenarians, they said, I had a glass of red wine every night with dinner, and I'm 120 years old. Yet you have other individuals where that glass of wine messes with their sleep. Now they're on sleeping pills, or they don't sleep well the next day. They eat sugar to wake up. So they eat sugar, now they have energy, and they're gaining weight. So, you know, it's always different strokes for different folks. So 4 to 5 cups of coffee, 400 milligrams, because the average cup of coffee has 80 milligrams of caffeine. That's a lot. And I've always told people 1 or 2 cups, but they found benefits in those drinking more than 5. It's just, I'm a little nervous because if you're at risk for a cardiac arrhythmia or an abnormal heart rate, or if you have a condition like a manic depression or bipolar, mood disorders, insomnia, you might not tolerate the caffeine that well. So this is what I would do if I were you, all right? Caffeine that we get in our coffee, our tea, soda pop, pee, no. The caffeine, I think most of these studies are very coffee-based. There have been some studies of tea where people have done well with tea. Although when I was in medical school, we learned that sometimes these hot teas were putting people at risk for esophageal cancer. So I wouldn't drink anything super hot. You know, I would, you know, make sure it's a temperature that is reasonable, that you could work with. But one thing that I think people have to also realize is when you drink coffee, the best way to drink it is black. I don't really like the taste of black coffee. Putting a sugary additive or a vanilla mocha mix or something, yes, it might make it taste good. And yet, but that starts to negate some of the health risks. And so one thing that I think is that black cup of coffee in the morning, it slows down your eating. When somebody sits there and has a cup of coffee, see me, I would be racing off to go to school. So I would grab, you know, a roll or grab a banana or I would eat a bowl of cereal and run. But if your morning regimen is not eating a bunch of sugar, having a little bit of protein, and then sipping on coffee, you're going to take in less calories. So sometimes I think it has to do with the habit of the coffee. Because when they look at association versus causality, causality is we're seeing the exact, we're seeing how this affects, you know, in like real time. Association means, huh, coffee drinkers seem to be doing better. So I always thought when I went to Italy and I saw Italians, because what we did is we went off the beaten path to go where the locals went. And I saw what the locals did. The locals ate a lot slower than Americans do. Because of my training in the hospital, you never had time to eat. So if you had a minute, scarf that sucker down because you might not be able to eat for another 12 hours. I was skinny as a medical student and resident. You didn't really get, nowadays they do let you sit down and have a break to eat, but I didn't, you know, in the 90s. And so I learned how to eat fast. And unfortunately, my kids have learned to eat fast. And I tell them, slow down, take your time, slow it down. But unfortunately, you know, if they're also in between class or they're in a hurry or, you know, so one is we eat fast. And I noticed that in Italy, where if you're sitting there drinking, you know, sipping on some wine, and you're having a little antipasta, then you're relaxing, enjoying your wine, then the meal comes. I noticed they weren't eating that fast. They were sitting there for a long time, and the wine slowed them down. Well, what happens if you eat slowly? You get full faster. Somebody said what you need to do is chew your food 100 times before you swallow it. I don't know if I would, you know. Another study had, I think, looked at, you know, keeping the food in your mouth for at least a minute before swallowing it. Now, I, you know, to really let it digest, I don't know. That would kind of make me a little nauseous. But if you eat slower, you do better, and then you'll be less inclined for heart disease and diabetes. So I think that might be one of the reasons. So my recommendation to you all is if you're a coffee drinker, great. If you're not a coffee drinker, not the biggest deal, just maybe eat slower and see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Some of you have brought this up, and I'm a little late to the party. So let me get my Facebook Live up on this one, because I would love to get some of your comments. And thank you, guys. And geez, I go away for one weekend, and all this stuff seems to kind of come up, and I feel like I'm really missing out. That's why I don't like to go away for too long, because all this stuff happens. So apparently, the government is considering a digital currency where if we're running out of money, we digitalize it. Maybe they're thinking, as most people are using credit cards, their numbers are just transferring from bank to credit card, and they don't actually have a dollar in their hand. They don't have gold in their hand, so why not digitalize it? This is making a bunch of people nervous. And I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So digital currency, which is a, I think, for example, there's a House Bill 1193 that I believe alludes to it as electronic money. Now, I don't think this has anything to do with Bitcoin, you know, or our current cryptocurrency system, but it would allow the federal government to dispense money, deal with, I guess it'll give them an opportunity to put the world, or the our country and the world, on a quote-unquote easier economic landscape. Now, things have been going electronic. Medical records went electronic. People, cars are going electric. But electronic currency makes me nervous, just the thought of it. And the reason why is, if the federal government controls it, let's say I wanted to buy ivermectin. Okay, I don't buy ivermectin, but let's say I wanted to buy it. Will my electronic currency not work? So let's say there's a recalcitrant lice case that we want to treat somebody with. Will that block me? If somebody wants to buy a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, will that be banned? It starts to make you a little nervous about where this money goes. I also don't trust any sort of system where that could be hacked. And so if we have our currency in an electronic system where somebody could hack it, I mean, how many of you have said that your bank, you know, you saw money missing from your account or there was extra money in your account? And I get that's already electronic, but at least you could go to the bank and then you can have the hard cash. Well, one of these thoughts, the pros to it that have been touted, is these banks are failing because people are asking to take all their money out and having it in cash. If everything was electronic, just put the little digital number in their little bank account, and they're good. You don't have to have people storming the bank. But how do I know somebody's not going to manipulate that number? You know, it's interesting. Insurance companies used to pay me by an actual paper check. I would see the check, I would have it in my hand, I would go to the bank and deposit it. When the Medicare, for example, started to do direct deposits, the money didn't show up in my account for a few months. Meanwhile, patients were seeing their EOB say, yeah, look, they paid you. I go, but there's no money to the bank. There's no money in the bank. They're saying they paid me, but the money's not in the bank. And nothing came in the mail. And when I tried calling, I think we went 9 months without getting paid. Never got the money back. But they said on their computer end, we got paid. That tens of thousands of dollars, maybe more than that. And so I kind of have a bad taste in my mouth of not having something in my hand that I could see, that I could trust. I'm a little nervous about that. And so you've had a lot of governors speak out about this. Kristi Noem has, I guess, asked their legislator to not move forward with that. DeSantis has also. They say that there is a definition of, quote, exclusive control of electric money appearing in Section 45, which includes a provision that states a power is exclusive even if the electronic money, a record attached to or logically associated with the electronic money, or a system in which the electronic money is recorded, limits the use of electronic money or has a protocol program to cause a change, including a transfer or loss of control. So this is the language. I'm reading this from MSM. Let me see what the source is. This would be Fox News. All right. So that language says the update to the UCC was written specifically to account for the future development of a programmable digital currency or currencies created and or controlled by government, one that could be manipulated by a system or protocol designed for the currency. So the other thing too is, I mean, let's say you want to buy a Playboy. There's proof that if you take a dollar bill and you decide to go and buy a magazine with your money, okay? With the exception of a camera on you, it's private. But you now are purchasing the porn. That's all digitalized. It's all recorded. Now, a pro to this could be, well, drugs. You know, if the cartel wants money and wants cash, and you're paying them electronically, then the government will know who is getting the funds, and then they can trace who's getting the funds. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think the cartel's going to demand cash for their drugs. So I don't know where this goes, but I am a little nervous, but I think it is going there. I think a programmable digital currency that is going to be something that the federal government will go to. And in fact, I think Joe Biden had ordered the federal government for a committee to look into it back in March of 2022. And in September 2022, Biden released policy objectives for a future digital currency and directed the federal government to study the issue further. So the federal government right now has a spending problem, and we don't have enough money for what we're spending. So going digital is in their best interest, because then they could go, you see, there's the numbers. But the value of the dollar can drop tremendously. You'll lose privacy. Let's say I want to pay my copay for my pap smear. Okay, well, you guys all know whatever I go in, right, to the gynecologist. But I just don't want the federal government knowing. What if somebody wants to buy abortion pills? Is that going to be also, is that going to be, at the whim of a government agency knowing? So there's not a lot of privacy with that. And my big concern is what if your money gets locked? What if you're at a rally? Let's say you want to support Trump, and you're at a rally, and part of that rally goes and does the Capitol riots. But you were at that rally, and they don't know if you went into the Capitol or you just stayed on the grass and hung out with your friends waiting for the next speaker. And they decide, you know what, let's just clamp everything down so we could find everybody. And I don't know. And I just don't like, the government already has so much control over our money, and that's kind of why we're already in this mess. And us older school people want to know that whatever we have, we want in our hands. We want to know, so I think it is going to happen one day. It's just I think DeSantis is also fighting against it, and a lot of other states. But I'd like to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.